Lesson 3. If you are irritated by every rub, how will you ever be polished? Choosing harmony over resentment. I've come to realize that the only people I ever have to forgive are the people who don't do things my way, and there seem to be a lot of them. Edwin Gaines. Wow, come look at this. Corey peered over my shoulder, trying to see what I was staring at on the laptop as I leaned against the kitchen counter near the sink. What is it? This is unbelievable, I said, shaking my head. How come I never knew this before? What? Listen to this. It's a little-known fact that postpartum depression is actually the technical medical term for the condition known as lazy husband. Somehow Corey didn't find this funny. How can you call me lazy when I haven't even done anything? He asked. Why, I wondered, do men tell on themselves this way? My gaze slid down the counter like an icy beer bottle, plunking right against the dirty spoon that had been discarded next to the faucet. The spoon was not inside the sink. It wasn't in the dishwasher. It hadn't been cleaned, dried, and placed inside the silverware drawer where it actually belonged. No, the offending spoon was in its usual place, the place where it was most likely to cause me the greatest amount of annoyance because it was exactly where it wasn't supposed to be, on the counter. Corey rolled his eyes at me. Not that again. Yes, that again. I can't understand why you continue to do that when you know how much it irks me. Truthfully, though, I believed I did know why my husband consistently left one grimy, cereal-encrusted spoon on my shining granite countertop. I believed that he did it for the same reason that men everywhere leave dirty underwear on the bedroom floor, instead of in a hamper that is literally 3 feet away.